Got about 20 good solid minutes getting the word. It's doing fine today. We got to fly, buddy. Stand and fight. Confront the enemy, attack. Moving forward. Let's see what we can find today in this little series. In the last couple of weeks, we've identified the enemy, talked about the devil. John 10:10 says, the thief comes not but for to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Okay, but the opposite of that is, but I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. That's what Jesus says. We know that the thief comes to rob and to take away the word and to take away truth from your life. Whereas the Bible says, you know, without faith it's impossible to please God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the what? Word of God. So you're in a fight, and I'm in a fight. And there's a way we can win, there's a way we can lose. And let's talk about it today. Going to take it a little bit further. We've looked at identifying the enemy a couple of weeks now. A message I've called just a six shooter. Say that with me. A what? And I know if you don't like guns, you're going to like this one. Come on. You're in on it. Here we go. Come on. Fire back by building up. Say that with me. Fire back by building up. Worst thing you can do is when the enemy comes to you and he's tearing you down. And he'll use others to tear you down. You know who he uses probably more than anybody to tear you down? You. Is that true or not? Say. You think things that aren't true. You say things about yourself. Say. You think you're useless, worthless. Maybe somebody said that to you back in the past. But we're our own worst enemy. So, today's message, fire back by building yourself up. Fight back and fire back by building yourself what? Up. Don't tear yourself down. I'm not talking about crazy stuff. I'm not talking about arrogance. Okay? Oh, I'm the greatest. Look at me. I'm the best looking thing ever. Well, be quiet. It's not what we're talking about. But listen, if you don't care about you, who is? Say. Come on. You've got to take control and take charge of you, man. So, six shooter, just a simple message. As we get into it, 1 Peter 5. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. I love this verse. Say it with me. Verse 7. Casting all your upon, for he cares for you. Now watch what comes after that verse though. Be sober. Be vigilant. That means fight, man. That means fire back. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because you're who? Adversary, the devil, who we've been talking about the last couple of weeks, the enemy, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. We talked about that. Whom resist steadfast. You're to fire back. You're to fight back. Do you hear me? Yes or no? That's what this means. Resist steadfast in the faith, knowing the same what? Afflictions. That don't sound like that's a nice thing, does it? Ooh, knowing that the same afflictions, the same problems, the same struggles are accomplished in your what? In your brothers that are in the world. You're not the only one going through what you're going through. But you might be a little lower than somebody else because maybe you're not fighting back, guys. Are you hearing me? Come on! Whining ain't gonna cut it, that's for sure. But the God of all grace who's called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you've what? Suffered a while, make you perfect. The word is mature. He matures you, He establishes you, strengthens, and then what? Settles you. To Him be what? Glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Building yourself up, firing back, strengthening yourself, establishing yourself. You'll be settled. These are all good things. It starts with resisting and firing and fighting back. So, six shots from six verses. Can we do that again? We got some bullets. Here we go. Come on. Six shots from six verses. It's not hard. You can read this anytime you want. It's from one of the shortest books in all the Bible, the book of Jude. Jude's towards the very end of your New Testament. Right near the back. One little old book. Really deals with end times and things like that. But there's some great stuff for our life. Let's look at it real quick. Here we go. Now, first of all, we said fire back by doing what? Building up. And that's what I saw in this verse. But you, beloved, Say that with me. Build up yourselves. In case you think, oh, I don't think I'm supposed to build up myself. They don't sound right. Well, it is right. It's right there in the Bible. Amen. Say, you need to build yourself up. Okay? I ain't saying puff yourself up. That's different, right? Say, not puff yourself. Because, see, puff is just like hot air. Pop! Your balloon's going to bust. All right? But if you build yourself up, that's solid. That's solid. That's solid. It's not necessarily overnight. But you got to fire back. You got to fire back. Fire back by building yourself up. And I look out in the audience because I've been here a while now, and I know many of you, and you know me. And I can look in your faces, and I can see many of you when I know where you've come from a little bit. I know sometimes in your life where you've been down, and now I can see you stronger. That's incredible to me. Amen? Listen, this works. This works in my life. Who does this? Gary does. Gary has to do this. And sometimes I fail at it. I put myself down. Happens in the dark times sometimes of night. When I'm awake, I can't sleep, and every bone in my body's like hurting. You know what I'm saying? It's a great opportunity to complain, ain't it? Say. Come on. So I know, I mean, but this works. Build up yourselves. Now, how do you do it? How do you do it? Six shots from six verses. Not every verse is going to have a shot, but you just hang in here with me. Number one. Uh-oh, it's going to take a little work. You didn't like that part probably, but here we go. You hear me say this all the time. Number one, how do you do it? Study the Word of God regularly. How do you build yourself up? Study the Word of God regularly. If you say, well, I don't understand the Bible. I don't want to read the Bible. All you're really saying is, I don't want to do this, Pastor. I don't want to build myself up. I'm happy with being put down, putting myself down, and losing at life. Why? Why, man? Every day, study the Word of God. So, build yourself up, beloved. We saw that already. And it says, on your most holy what? On your most holy faith. That's shot number one. That's shot number one. Build yourself up on your most holy faith. Faith comes by what? Hearing and hearing Newsweek? Hearing the what? Word of God. Amen. See, there it is. Romans 10:17. Keep looking. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and it's a what? And when you're in a dark place, where you're tearing yourself down, you're fighting that enemy, listen, that's what you need. You need light. You need light because you're in darkness. You understand? So, you study the Word regularly. Now, if you don't want to do this, guys, I mean, you just really are hurting yourself. Study the Word regularly. I'm not saying go be a Bible teacher. I ain't saying go be a missionary, go preach on the corner. How about be a little selfish here? How about take the Word for you? You read the Word for you. How about that? Say, ain't for nobody else right now. It's for me because I'm screwed up. How about that? Amen. Come on. And it doesn't have to be big old pieces of the Word. It can be little pieces. And I stand before you often. It's not because I'm a preacher. Before I was a preacher, I started memorizing Scripture. I came from nothing, was nothing, thought I was nothing. Didn't even know what I was doing, but somebody told me, Clark, memorize Scripture. So I started memorizing. And it's amazing. How many would agree with me that when you're fighting the devil, he'll give you a Scripture that you already have inside of you and you can fight more effectively? Can I see just a little bit of hands up here? That's just the truth. Might seem elementary, but it's important. Number two, second shot. Pray in the Holy Ghost. What? I mean, you talking about praying? Yeah, look at it. Come on. So build yourself up on your most holy faith. Number two, second shot. Pray in the what? I ain't talking about some little lay-me-down-to-sleep prayer. This is your life. We're talking about fighting the enemy. We're talking about firing back. You need help. Amen? Pray in the Holy Ghost. See, Jesus is now at the right hand of God the Father. He ever lives to make intercession for us. He did not leave us alone, His disciples alone. He sent us the Comforter. And whether you want to acknowledge it or not, it is the God honest truth. God dwells and lives and moves inside of us. If we'll draw on that, He wants to help you pray. He does. God is for prayer. You understand? He ain't for your puffed up prayer. He's not for, oh, look at me, I'm praying, I'm spiritual. He could care less about that. Matter of fact, He has some very ugly things to say about it in the Bible. Okay? However, He's all about you praying. Praying according to the Holy Spirit's what? Leading. That's what we're talking about. It's not getting your will done. It's getting who? Yeah, His will done. That's praying in the Holy Ghost. Lord, help me. I want to do what You want me to do. Help me in this situation, Lord. Talk to me. Will You help me, Lord? You can just talk to Him like a friend, like you would a counselor. That's what the word comforter, counselor. He wants to be your counselor and your comforter. Listen, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His what? He hears us. We've taken that verse and run it off a bridge. God's really about helping you. He's about helping you with your life so you can be salt and light in this world. I mean, guys, I'm all for you having a nice house, nice car and stuff like that. But be honest. I mean, honestly, God's a little more concerned about you than that house or that car. Listening, yes or no? He said, don't even take any thought about that mess. Seek you first the kingdom of God. All that mess will be added to it. Is that what He said? Yes or no? Sure He did. Come on. If we know, listen, and if we know that He hears us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. If we pray in the Spirit according to His will. So pray in the Holy Ghost. Likewise, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, likewise the Spirit helps our what? For we know not what we should pray for. A lot of times when we're fighting the enemy and we're fighting back, we're sort of messed up. We don't even know how to pray. But the Holy Spirit will help you. He knows your infirmities. We don't know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes what? Intercession for us with what? Groanings which cannot be uttered. But I want to say something right here. Back it up. Listen, you don't have to make this stuff up. A lot of people like, ooh, they start groaning and uttering and booing and booing, whatever, and this is God doing all this. Listen, you should never make that stuff up, guys. You don't have to make that up. How many have been hurt so bad on the floor being beat down by the devil? You crying like a dog or you're groaning because you're just in bad shape. Anybody relating to any of that or not? Say, you don't have to make it up. It's just, oh, God, help me. I don't know what to do. Talk to Him like that. You understand? Fire back. He that searches the heart, He knows what the mind of the Spirit, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the what? There's the word again. Will of God. So, might have lost you a little, and we know that all things work together for what? What a great verse, huh? To them who love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Praise the Lord. So you got two shots already. Did you get them? Bang, bang. Word of God, pray how? In the Holy Ghost. In the Spirit. That's without being goofy. That's not like if we'll all get together, I can help you learn to do this and I can teach it. No, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about you lean on the Lord. You cry out to the Lord. And use that as a regular thing in your life. You do that regularly in your life. You fight back. You fire back by crying out to God, knowing God loves you. He loved you first. He gave His Son for you. Jesus is right now at the right hand of God the Father. He is interceding for you. Matter of fact, there's a great cloud of witnesses. The Bible says that we're to run with patience because they're cheering us on. See like that. Think like that. Believe like that. Pray like that. You're not praying to impress somebody. You're praying to get heard and to get some help. Amen. Say, come on. Number three, keep yourself in the love of God. So we saw the first two. Number three, keep yourself in the love of God. What does that mean? Keep looking. As the Father has loved me, Jesus speaking, so I have what? Continue in my what? Love. If you keep my commandments and you abide in my love, even as I've kept my Father's commandments and I abide in His love, these things have I spoken unto you that my joy might remain where? And that your joy might be what? Keep yourself in the love of God. Keep yourself in the love of God. Often two things happen to us in tough times. Two things happen to us when we're fighting and the devil's on us. He's eating our lunch. Two things happen. Here's the first thing to go, right there. We think God does it what? We do. God's picking on me. How could God let that happen? Because you live on planet Earth. Okay? God's not picking on you. Just because something bad has happened in your life had zero to do with God's love or not loving you. Period. Nothing. And none at all. He loves you to pieces. He loves you with His Son. Are you kidding me? He loves you. So, you've got to keep yourself there. You've got to fight back. Tell Him He's a liar. The devil's a liar. God does love me. Come on. You've got to talk like that. Do what you want. This is what I'm doing. That's what I've been doing. We focus on us and we forget God what? But now we're not saying you don't need to deal with the mess and deal with the situations that you're going through. Certainly you do. But to focus on that all the time, to think your identity comes from a success or a failure in your life, to think your identity comes, your value comes from somebody loves you or doesn't love you, it doesn't. You matter, period, because God loves you. You matter because God created you. See the difference? Keep yourself in that. I'm not saying it's easy, guys. Not everybody lives in the same house here. Sometimes it's a little struggle out there. I know that. Sometimes a big struggle. But the bottom line, this is the Word of God. Fight back. Six shooter. Keep yourself in the love of God. You need to realize the love of God is built on who? And not who? You didn't come up with the idea of God loving you. I went to church one Sunday night. God loves me. See, I created it. You didn't create anything. He loved you first. His love is built on Jesus. Yeah, but I failed. Well, aren't you glad it wasn't built on you then? Say, I screwed up. I messed up. Yeah, aren't you glad it's not built on you, but it's built on Jesus? Aren't you glad He took it on His back, the whipping? Say, amen. The love of God didn't start with you. It started with who? Keep it there. Keep yourself in the love of God. There is no fear in love. You ought to be so... Don't question God's love, because when you question it, you question it, you question it, you silence it. You silence His love when you question His love. There's no fear in love. It's okay to be who you are and to know God loves me. That's not rubber stamping wrong decisions and bad decisions and sinful decisions. No. But God wants to help you. He is not your enemy. You have an enemy. It ain't God. That's what we're talking about here. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear has what? Torment. Will torment you, mess with you. He that fears is not made perfect in love. We love Him because He first loved us. What a great scripture. Amen? Come on. Six shooter, we're going to do it. Last three are going to be bang, 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 quick. How can I fight back? How can I fire back? Have compassion on people. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted with the flesh. Just a scripture that I saw that helped me. How can I fight the devil? How can I fight this battle I'm going through? How can I know that I have value and that I matter? How can I build myself up? You can build yourself up by having compassion on other people. You're kidding me. You mean when I do for others, I build myself up? Exactly. You can make a what? With your life. We often are tearing ourselves down, and the enemy's attacking and tearing ourselves down. But when we're helping someone else, in essence, we're helping ourselves. When I get focused less on me, even though I have to take care of me, I have to fight this battle myself, but I need to also be helping other people. It builds me up. I'm going to tell you something. I've got really chronic back pain. I come every Sunday with it. You ask me, how's your back? It's bad. B-A-D. But it's amazing. It's almost supernatural. When I come and I pray on Sunday and I start loving you and you hug my neck. And sometimes I'll get a hug and somebody will put their hand right there. Oh, that felt good. But it's the energy. And it's the communication of love back to me, and me getting to communicate back to you, and me having focus, that the pain goes away. That's the God honest truth. I'm not making that up. How do I feel after church on Sunday? Like a dog, like I need to be in a wheelchair. Honestly, sometimes I'm so messed up, I'm hurting really bad. That's why I love football. Makes me feel better. Amen. Listen. But putting your focus on other people, there seems to be three types of people here. This is what this passage just says, you're going to come across doubters, be patient with them. It's okay. You're going to come across the deceived, be direct with them. Did you hear me? Don't buy the bull. You're going to come across the dangerous in your world. Be careful. Some of us are called Matt and Cody. Several officers in this room, by the way. Police officers in this room. And people that work in dangerous situations with drug and rehab and different things. There's a lot of danger. But you're not called to work with every single person, but just the Scripture says, you know, you can make a difference with your life. You need to know who you are and try to make a difference in your world. Does that make any sense? Okay, six shooter, number five. How do you do it? Know that God can keep you. Now unto Him that's able to keep you from what? Falling. To present you what? Before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. It does not matter what the devil says about you. He ain't your daddy. You understand? Okay? You're not of this world. Okay? You belong to Jesus. If you're a child of God, listen. He is the one that is keeping you secure, not you. And the enemy will attack you. You're no good. You're no Christian. That's what my stepdad, before he murdered my mother, he would repeatedly tell her, you know, you are not a Christian. You're not a Christian. God doesn't love you. He would torment her. Okay? And sometimes people are in our life that do that, but a lot of times it's us that torments ourselves. It's crazy, I know. I've done it. Don't be afraid of your what? It's not being arrogant to know that God has me. And He's holding me and He's keeping me. And you can't do anything about it. Nothing wrong with that. Amen. Say. That's why this is so important. Wow. Last one. Not a very long one. To the only wise God, our Savior, be what? Glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. The six shooter, give Him all the glory. When you get back on your feet, and when you're stronger, don't think you're all that, because you ain't. You give Him all the glory. You give Him all the credit. You fall in love with Him more and more. Amen? What a great God we have. Here they are, the six shots. Study the Word of God regularly. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourself in the love of God. Have compassion on folk. Know that God can keep you. And number six, give God all the credit. Amen. And all. Let's praise Him for His Word this morning. Amen. We did it. Praise the Lord.